Good morning, and we welcome back to the program Dr. Andrew Jackson, the superintendent of the Sunman-Dearborn Community School Corporation. Good morning to you, Dr. Jackson.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, it's great to have you on, as always. And, of course, I think since the last time we talked, the football team winning their second state championship in Class 4A over the Thanksgiving break. And then on top of that, now you also have roaming of the halls of East Central High School, Mr. Football, Josh Ringer.
Yes, Josh is wearing that number one jersey, and we're very proud of him. He's had a tremendous year and career, but not only him, but the entire team. So that class has had pretty high expectations of that class that we watched them come through. And we have to remember, you know, last year, back-to-back state championships, that's a difficult feat for any team. And for them to live up to the expectations and really exceed the expectations for that class to win two state championships is phenomenal. And it's a great end of the season for Josh then to claim the Mr. Football, probably one of the most prolific runners in the history of East Central football. And we've had some considerably talented running backs and athletes in our program. But it's also a testament to the entire team. So things have to happen for Josh to be that successful. You know, obviously the O-line has to block for them and the coaches have to, you know, call the right plays. But then the defense has to get him back on the field, which they did often. So our offense got to touch the ball a lot this year because our defense was shutting out teams or holding them to 7 points or whatever. So it was certainly a team effort, you know, and Josh is an extraordinary student and person and athlete and very well deserving. But there was certainly a team effort to get him to accomplish all that, and he certainly acknowledges that as well, and just a great, humble young man, and I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, you mentioned the domination. The only game where, other than the state championship, where there was not a running clock in effect was the game against Moeller, which, by and large, was not even that close, and, featured two Mr. Footballs. You have, of course, Josh in Indiana, and then Moeller's Jordan Marshall in Ohio.
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary that the two of them were on the field together, and some of our fans got to see two Mr. Footballs competing at the same time on Trojan Field. So that's quite an accomplishment.
And, of course, also this kind of harkens back to something that my colleague Jerry Stinger brought up in a conversation off the air that we had about how a lot of parallels between this team and the 94 team, which went undefeated, and also had a Mr. Football that year in Josh Martini.
Yes, absolutely. It's interesting that, two undefeated teams, two state championships, two Mr. Footballs, and they're both named Josh. So that's one more interesting tidbit of similarities between those two teams. But, there's not very many high schools. In fact, I think there's only five or six high schools in Indiana that have had multiple Mr. Footballs. So East Central has always had a really good football program, and that's built really, on the legacy of Coach Ballard from when he was here and the PD program and the youth program. But it's now taken that next step, and it's gotten even better over the last few years. And, this is my ninth year here at Sunman-Dearborn, and we've been to the state finals four times, and we have three state championships and one runner-up in the last few years. So that's a remarkable accomplishment for this program.
Indeed it is. And with that, we're going to go ahead and get into the business portion of the reason why we're on the air this morning. And this is to talk about last night's school board meeting. And you had some informational item in the presentation by Mark Beebe with Ratio Design.
Yes, Mark Beebe was originally with Lancer Beebe, and then he kind of created his own company and then merged in with Ratio Design. So he designed the Natatorium, and we won an award in a national publication. We're very proud of that. And so he presented that to the board with a nice plaque and just discussed the process and how much he enjoyed designing that pool. It ended up being a very important piece to the reconfiguration of our campus back there. And so he brought a plaque to the board so they were aware of the recognition, and it was for the best interior design for a physical education space in a K-12 building. by an architectural magazine. So we presented that to the board, and it was nice to, you know, now that we're wrapping up the building project, you know, we'll talk about that in a second, the first phase, it was a nice little end of that building project to receive that plaque for the award.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Great capper to, you know, a lot of hard work going on there. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Sunman Dearborn School Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Andrew Jackson. He is the superintendent of the Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. And Dr. Jackson, another information item for the board last night. This is in regard to the five-year strategic plan.
Yes, as our listeners probably will remember, we talked about this before, but we have our second five-year strategic plan. The first one was 17 to 22, and the current one is 2022 to 27. And so I gave the board an update. We try to do this at least once a year. I was a little bit late on this one because, one, we were waiting for negotiations finished up because that's one of the objectives that we track. And then we also had just some heavy agendas, so I was waiting for kind of a light agenda to do the presentation. So we went through with the board the various goals and objectives. And, you know, we have goals and objectives around core instruction, resources, financial, culture, climate, safety, and leadership service. So we went through each one of those objectives. There's two for each area, so a total of 10 objectives that we specifically measure. So I gave the board, you know, where we are with all those. And there's a dashboard out on our website. If our listeners go out to our website at summondearborn.k12.in.us, if you scroll down, you'll see a tab that says strategic plan. There's information there, and then there's a link to the dashboard. And you can see every one of those, where we stand with it. And, you know, As you'll recall, we want to be the highest paid in Southeastern Indiana, and we track six different data points and average those together, and we currently are the highest paid in Southeastern Indiana, which has helped us attract staff and retain staff. So that is a goal we're meeting. You know, we talked about where our cash balance is. We want to stay between 30 and 35%. We're just a little bit under the 30% mark, so we're going to work the next 3-4 years to bring that back up. Regarding safety, one of our objectives is to have 100% of our staff ALIS and CPR trained, which they are. So we went through all those. On the leadership service, we're just now getting some baseline data where we have opportunities for our students to serve the community. So we're tracking that currently, and I'd let the board know at the end of the year. We'll provide an update on where we stand with those. So for our listeners who are interested in more information, I encourage you to go out to our website and check out our strategic plan dashboard.
And you mentioned tracking, Dr. Jackson, and how is that tracked? Is it by you, someone in the central office, or a combination thereof?
It's a combination thereof. So I have a group of people here in central office that keep track of the different data. I do some of it. Kelly Roth does some of it around the instruction. And then it's basically just a Google spreadsheet that you can turn into a web page, and so it kind of puts all the charts on one page in this Google sheet, so it's not a difficult thing to do, and then it's tracked out there for anyone to click on and look at.
All right, and then also reaching back a little bit to the previously mentioned natatorium, but he had some information regarding the conclusion of the phase one of the building project.
Yes, the board approved the final change order. So the way we delivered this building project was called a construction manager as contractor, and they give a guaranteed maximum price. So the board approves that guaranteed maximum price, and we have one contract with Maxwell Construction, and all the subs report to them. So now that we've done everything, we've spent out the contingencies, allowances, we actually got some money back. The board received $264,813 back on the guaranteed maximum price because there were some allowances and contingencies that we didn't have to spend. So we tracked that. We tracked that over the last 3 or 4 years, and the board, you know, was aware of this, and so we finished the project on time and under budget. So we're very proud of that, and it was a nice way to kind of conclude this phase. And then, of course, as our listeners know, we start immediately in January with some of the design and drawings for the next phase.
All right, so a lot. Continuing on to phase two, as it were, and then after the first of the year. And anything else, Dr. Jackson, before we let you get back to it?
I would just like to congratulate our drama and fine arts department. We've had some excellent concerts and performances these past few weeks. Really enjoy seeing these students perform, and I know they enjoy being on that beautiful stage in our Performing Arts Center. And very thankful for our staff and parents for their support as well. I just like to also wish our listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I hope they all stay safe and healthy over the break, and we'll see everyone back in January.
All right. Well, sounds good. Well, Dr. Andrew Jackson, superintendent of the Sunman Dearborn School Corporation, as always, we appreciate your time. Stay well. And if I don't speak to you between now and then, we'll wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tom. Same to you.